Alaska skiers turned in strong performances last night as the Super Tour finals got underway in Fairbanks. The first of this week's spring series races at the Birch Hill Recreation Area were ski-a-thon events, which include both classic and skate technique. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the racing and snow did not disappoint.
Minnesota's Jessie Diggins won the women's 15-kilometer race, adding another title to a season that's included World Cup and World Championship medals.
For me, Spring Series is like a celebration of the end of the season. It feels like we're all out there doing victory laps together, like kind of like, yeah, it's been a long season. We've worked hard. Let's just have some races and have fun.
Diggins' U.S. ski teammate and fellow World Cup and World Championship medalist Keegan Randall of Anchorage came in second Monday night. Randall's season is finishing up strong after taking the previous year off to have a baby.
I was here skiing the trails last winter when I was 7 months pregnant, so it's kind of nice to be here, back in form.
Another Anchorage skier, Caitlin Patterson, followed Randall across the line in third place. Patterson's brother, Scott, won the men's skiathlon, and like Diggins in the women's race, skied strong at the front from the start.
It wasn't really my intention, but I kind of wanted to keep the pace hot, so every time someone else went, it seemed like it fell back a little bit, so just kind of went for it, stayed relaxed up front.
Patterson also highlighted the quality of the skiing in Fairbanks.
I mean, it's spring series, but midwinter conditions. I mean, I wish we came here every spring. It's so nice up here.
Patterson is one of many skiers who have competed in the lower 48 and Europe this season, where cross-country races have become increasingly dependent on snowmaking. Both Keegan Randall and Jessie Diggins also commented on how nice it is to ski in snowy Fairbanks.
To race these courses and be on natural snow for one of the first times all season.
Which is terrifying because we've been all over the world in places in the mountains that normally have tons of snow, and that is not a good thing for our climate. But coming here and seeing real snow, actual snowbanks in the parking lot, that is really fun. It's a nice way to end the season feeling like, all right, the planet isn't completely ruined yet.
Diggins, Randall, and the rest of the Super Tour field can expect somewhat more spring-like conditions as the week progresses, but Fairbanks' above-normal snowpack should hold up just fine. The Super Tour series resumes Wednesday night at Birch Hill with National Championship Skate Technique Sprints. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.